This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with Caitlin Caparelli, formerly of The Voice, in just a moment. But first, singles reveal shocking secrets discovered about dates by Googling them. Users of the secret-sharing app Whisper reveal the most disturbing and shocking info they found by Googling their dates before going out. Whispers allows users to share and view secrets anonymously. The most shocking story came from a person who found out their date was actually a relative. A couple of the users found that their date had directly told them an outright lie, such as being married with kids or being older than they said. Other secrets were pieces of personal information, such as someone having cosmetic surgery, starring in several sex tapes, or sharing women with relatives. Surprisingly, a large amount of Whisper users found out that their dates had rap sheets, prior histories of criminal activity. Apparently, Facebook has a lot of power over its users' faces because of weak laws in the United States. The social networking site rolled out a new service called Moments that expands the use of the company's powerful faceprint technology. Moments uses facial recognition to expose where people went and who they were with. The service is banned in the European Union and Canada because regulators say it's too intrusive. A Texas mother held a baby shower in a room at a local funeral home. She says the building was in a good location, had plenty of parking, and was nicely decorated. Her mother works at the funeral home and originally suggested the idea. Watching cat videos can help make people healthier and boost their energy. Researchers surveyed almost 7,000 people about their viewing of cat videos and how it affects their moods. They found that the people said they were most energetic and felt more positive after watching cat-related online media than before. They also had fewer emotions such as anxiety, annoyance, and sadness while watching the cat videos. The length of a man's finger can predict his dating behavior. Researchers found that men with short index fingers in comparison to their ring fingers are more likely to work harder at impressing someone they are romantically interested in. They are also more likely to give romantic gifts like flowers and chocolates to their partner and buy them dinners at nice restaurants. The study also found women with longer index fingers are more likely to wear makeup, wear stylish clothes, use a special perfume, and wear jewelry to attract potential boyfriends. Caitlin Caparelli of New York didn't win The Voice this season, but she certainly learned a lot. I caught up with her at a recent concert.
It's amazing post-Voice. I feel like now I can take what I've learned from there and go out into the real world of music.
What did you learn from The Voice competition?
I learned that there's no reason to be scared. I mean, I practice, I've worked on my voice my whole life. So now just to go out there for this many people, even at K-Fest, I feel like it's a piece of cake now. You know, there's always a little bit of nerves, but I feel like just being on the show and getting that validation from people like Pharrell, Christina, Adam, Blake, like it made me feel so much better and I'm so much more confident.
How was that, singing with Christina? I mean, that's a moment that you'll carry with you forever, right?
That was probably the best moment of my life, hands down. I mean, Christina Aguilera has always been a huge inspiration. She's the reason why I started singing. So to actually be singing along with her was a dream come true.
And you realize most of us think that you really should still have won the competition.
Thank you. I mean, it was a great experience to be on. Of course, I would have loved to have won, but Team Pharrell still won, so I'm happy for that.
Yeah, what was it like working with him?
He was amazing. He really was so down to earth and gave me some great advice, again, on just being confident in my abilities and to just go for things, not overthinking certain things. So he was awesome. He was a great mentor.
So when are we going to hear your first release?
I'm shooting for the end of the summer. I've been in the studio since I've gotten off The Voice, writing my own music. I want to kind of steer away from covers now and really just do my own thing and show people who I am.
Wow, that's an ambitious plan.
Yes, I mean, you can only do so many covers until you really want to start saying what you want. So that's what I'm going to do.
Terrific. Well, of course, we wish you the very best, and it's always nice to be in your hometown celebrating.
Thank you. Yes, I'm so happy it was able to give me this platform. I'm really grateful.
We loved having you on the show, and at the time, we were getting everybody to root for you, and I know you had a lot of hometown support.
Oh, yes, so much. It was overwhelming. So I thank you guys for having me on the show, too.
Yeah, well, listen, I wish you all the best. I think you're a really, really talented lady. You got a great voice and a personality and the looks to go with it, so like you're the whole package.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I'd love to hear your comments. Send me an email at MikeAW@MikeBennettRadio.com. That's MikeAW@MikeBennettRadio.com. I'm also on Twitter at MikeBennett11. With Caitlin Caparelli of The Voice, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
Oh, America. weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy way to teach your children about commitment? Easy to talk about, hard to learn, better taught through an action technique. Here's the social science of it. Recently, I was on a car trip with several others, and about halfway through, my good friend asked, do you mind if my son drives? He was a student driver, close to his license, thought he'd be okay, so he took over. The son signaled a left turn, but he changed his mind. The father immediately said, what have I taught you about commitment? The son said, a signal to make a turn is like any other commitment. When you commit, do it.
Do it. Do it.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Even small situations can be used to teach higher ethical standards. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He's the Oakland Raiders' all-time winningest coach with 103 wins. He went on to have an incredible three-decade career as a broadcaster.
And when he's in there, this is one kind of defense. And when he's in there, not in there, it's not as good. I mean, it's not the same defense.
So where is John Madden now? John's no longer on television, but he's still on the air, contributing to a weekly radio show in San Francisco. John also owns Goal Line Productions, a Bay Area video production facility. Plus, he's a real estate investor owning several vineyards and almond orchards. And John's announcing style continues to live on thanks to comedian Frank Caliendo.
That means if a guy's running, they blow the whistle, you can keep playing. I mean, look out, boom, you can still get it.
Sounds like John Madden to me. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. You can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.